Great to have you listening in on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here. Happy to have you along today as we talk about a little bit of travel here to start the show, and actually travel in the Midwest, right here at home. Do you go out and get out in the wintertime, or you just hunker down? Are you one of those folks who does not want to get out and enjoy our Wisconsin outdoors or even indoors during the winter? Tell you what, you're missing something. Mary Bergen's with us today. Mary's a Madison-based travel writer. She specializes in Wisconsin and other Midwest destinations. She's authored a lot of books on travel in Wisconsin, and you can find her writing on her website. It's www.roadstraveled.com. And certainly as we talk with her today, I hope you'll join in. Let me know, are you one of those folks who likes to get out and around Wisconsin or maybe the Midwest during the winter? Do you make it a point to get away? If so, where do you go? What do you like? What do you do? Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. Email at talk@WPR.org or post on our Facebook page. Maybe you've got a great travel photo. You can post that up on our Facebook page as well. Facebook page title, The Larry Mueller Show. So we'd love to hear from you by phone, by email, by Facebook, whatever. Mary, welcome. Thank you for taking time to be with us.
Larry, it is always good to spend time with you. Good morning.
Good morning to you. And it is a lot of fun. You know, I was thinking of some of the fun times. One of the places that I've enjoyed a lot over the years is Door County, and a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people find that it's a bit crowded at times. And I have had some vacations there that were just wonderful in the middle of winter.
Well, the quiet season truly is an attraction for a lot of us, a time to get away, take it down a notch, be outdoors if you want to. We have so many great cross-country skiing areas in state parks and other places throughout the state. Door County is one example of a destination that takes on a totally different tone during this time of year.
Yeah, there are some, you know, not all the restaurants are open, but there's plenty open. And we found cross-country skiing in Peninsula State Park, for example, and there are other places, too, or snowshoeing. We were practically the only ones there. I mean, we could go out for hours and not see anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And it was wonderful.
Well, and now you have me thinking about getaways on the lakefront. It was last year when I went to Illinois Beach Resort and Conference Center, just south of the state line near Zion, Illinois. And it was a wonderful getaway because it was inexpensive. There's a hotel that's part of the state park that's right on Lake Michigan. Was really under the radar for me until I just happened to find out about it through an internet search. Restaurant on the premises. I wouldn't call the accommodations luxurious, but they certainly are clean and comfortable. Also a swimming area indoors and fitness area.
Perfect.
Fitness center for the locals, that type of thing. Cross-country skiing if you choose. Maybe not on a day like today, but right along the lakefront.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. And that's one of the things, we happen to always stay at the kind of the same place in Door County, and it had one of the reasons is because it has an indoor pool.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the summertime, if you're there and it rains hard, you've got the pool. And this time of the year, if you're out, and you cross-country ski all the day, and then you come in, and there's the pool to enjoy?
Mm-hmm.
What could be better than that? Oh, my
right.
Goodness.
The whole thing is about relaxation, I think, and appreciating the outdoors.
Yeah. Do you find it any less expensive this time of year or not?
Oh, very much so, yeah. In a lot of cases. So for the budget traveler, that is a big benefit.
Yesterday we talked about enjoying the Ice Age Trail in winter, and I know you have some ideas for nature lovers at this time of year as well. I know there's a cool program for women who want to develop outdoor skills.
When I think about some of the things I've done during winter that are truly one of a kind, unusual, memorable, I think of becoming an outdoors woman. The program based at UW-Stevens Point is one big example of that. The program was something that was started at the UW-Stevens Point because of the perceived need and interest in providing outdoor experiences to women who wouldn't have necessarily gotten the exposure through family or friends as they were growing up, things like learning how to shoot a rifle for the first time, mm-hmm. or building a birdhouse, or dog sledding. I never had tried dog sledding until participating in this winter Becoming an Outdoors Woman program.
Well, that all sounds like a lot of fun.
Around Tomahawk, mm-hmm. at an education center that UW-Stevens Point operates. And it's actually this weekend and full, but this program based in Wisconsin has now expanded into Canadian provinces, most of the states of the United States, and what you learn will be indigenous to the area that you visit. These tend to be weekend programs. How many there are in a given state depends on the state and the format. Bunkhouse lodging a lot of times. There are exceptions. Some states, I think Iowa in particular, Honey Creek Resort is a beautiful resort that this type of thing is based at. A lot more diversity. When I attended at Tomahawk a few years ago, someone from Arizona attended because she wanted to try ice fishing. She couldn't perceive what that would be like, and so she thought she would give it a try.
That's Becoming an Outdoors Woman, and BO, of course, is the acronym for it, which is great, and I've interviewed folks who actually were involved in starting it, and we've had some really good shows. It frankly all sounds like a lot of fun to me, and I'm its popularity, obviously, it's so popular, it's become so popular that there's obviously a lot of interest among women across the country in this sort of thing.
Right, because of the opportunity to try before you commit.
Right.
With the purchase of equipment or that type of thing, and just to give a lot of things a try in a short amount of time.
I just tell people to get on. You're not going to get in. I mean, as you say, these things fill up because they're popular, but there's websites. If you get to Becoming an Outdoors Woman, you're going to find out a whole lot more about it. What about, let's go the other way for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go the opposite direction.
Right.
And say, what if you're interested in staying indoors and you want to be pampered?
Well, of course, spas are a big deal. I just finished an article for the Chicago Tribune about signature spa services at a variety of places around the Midwest. That won't run for a few more weeks, but I was looking at spa options lately. One of the ones that I think stands out during this time of year is in Green Lake at the Heidel House.
Oh.
Now, in part because the Heidel House is an indoor labyrinth, there's a lounging area for customers that is beautiful, relaxing, spacious. You can sit around in a robe all day if you want. You can be served lunch there, that type of thing. But the thing that makes this place stand out during this time of year is they have an ice fishing package.
Mm-hmm.
They call it the Drill Divas ice fishing package. So you can have your overnight accommodations, be taken out to the lake and do some ice fishing for maybe the first time.
In a heated building.
Have lunch delivered. Go to the spa later.
I love the Heidel House. I actually spent a lot of time there. And they have a wonderful pool there as well, indoor pool that I spent many hours one winter day reading mm-hmm. by poolside.
And very nice.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, indoor, outdoor combined. I've also been cross-country skiing on grounds near there. You know, the golf course is nearby. So, yes, it's a good mix of in and out for people who maybe want a little bit of both.
I want to give our listeners a chance to join in, too. We've got some Facebook comments, and I'm sure we'll have some emails coming in as well. You can email us at talk@wpr.org, post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. And I would certainly love to hear from you, too. Call us at 1-800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. We'd certainly love to hear from you. We had a Facebook comment from William who said the Mississippi River is great in the winter. I like the bald eagle hunting, and you know, not real gun hunting, but hunting but with your binoculars.
Mm-hmm.
And stopping at the local eateries and bars, it's a lot more quiet, and people are usually happy to see you.
That's a great idea, and yes, this is the time of year to be paying attention to eagles as they look for open water and their food sources, you know, in that type of area, which makes the Mississippi River the place to follow. I wrote an article about raptors recently that dealt with, in part, the Raptor Center at the University of Minnesota on the St. Paul campus. This is where a lot of rehab goes on. It became the first place in the nation, at least, I want to say the world, that concentrated on raptor rehab, the study of raptors in a school of veterinary medicine. And so there's a component for the average traveler, too, especially for kids. I mean, some of the birds that have been rehabilitated can't go back to the wild, so you can see them up close. But then there are play areas for children. They can dress up like a vet. They can look at x-rays of some of these rescued animals, rather birds, and that type of thing.
Yeah, it's really cool. Talking today with Mary Bergen. Mary's a Madison-based writer, travel writer, specializes in Wisconsin at Midwest destinations. And, of course, we're talking with her about winter getaways in Wisconsin and the upper Midwest. Join in, 800-642-1234. Email at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page. Just go to The Larry Mueller Show for that. I'm Larry Mueller. Judith Sears Poisson, our producer on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks so much for listening in as we take a look at what's going on in the Midwest here, and especially in Wisconsin during winter. Places to go with Mary Bergen. We'll take some calls now. Joe in Springfield, Illinois, up first here. Joe, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Good morning. I am an absolute NPR fan. So when I got in close to Madison here, I searched the radio and heard about you guys talking about winter vacations in Wisconsin. I'm just coming back from my first one. And I thought, you know, I need to call in and tell them what a wonderful time I had.
Where'd you go?
I was up in the Rhinelander area. And I got in Sunday and Saturday night late, and I was able to ski Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Yesterday was a little too cold. But I skied every day and just enjoyed the area. I got up the Eagle River yesterday, and it was just wonderful. And I'm going past Madison now, southbound, with a real heavy heart because I have to leave.
Well, what an advertisement, Mary Bergen, for winter vacation.
Yes, I am going. When I get home, I'm going to look up the website because I just enjoy the this, you know, the northern Michigan, the UP area. I just love it. And I vacationed pretty much all my life, summer, fall, in this area. Never tried out a winter one. And we have had a horrible winter in Springfield. There's just no snow, no cold. And I decided to travel northward to give myself a dose of real winter. I got it. It's absolutely beautiful. I enjoyed every minute. I'm the type of person that doesn't go south. I go north for vacation.
Good for you, Joe. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. And I tell you what, Mary, pretty enthusiastic person there.
When I think of that part of the state, of course, I'm thinking supper clubs, too, and that's a nice way to spend a leisurely evening with a couple of cocktails and a nice hearty meal.
Oh, you know,
maybe a fireplace.
I'm a supper club kind of guy. I enjoy supper clubs.
When I think of, I'm thinking of a place called the Chippewa Inn. It was a wonderful place to stop earlier this year. I've not been to it during the winter, but I can see myself there during the winter. And I remember I had planned to go there. It was my last stop of the day, and I thought, oh, geez, you know, it's going to be so dark, and where am I going to stay? Traveling in the North Woods by myself. But there was a nice little mom-and-pop motel like a mile away. I want to say it was called the Chippewa Motel. And it turned out to be a wonderful little getaway. Friendly people, good food. Mm. I don't know. Beautiful setting.
Ah. And Joe, we didn't mention, but Joe, I don't know if you're... Are you still there, Joe?
I'm still here. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to hang up or not.
Well, you did bow as well, did you not?
Yes, I did. I just completed my first one this fall in Illinois. And I did hear about the Wisconsin bows because I must have mentioned that I love winter. Somebody said, oh, you need to check out the Wisconsin bows because they do the ice fishing and the dog sledding. And it's probably something in the future I will try. But they're wonderful. And it's almost like you walk in and everybody just greets you and they want to know if it's your first one. And, oh, I've been to 6, I've been to 7. There was a woman in the crowd that had been to EOW in Iceland. So it's almost sort of like a cult you walk into. It's wonderful. Everybody, we camped, we ate, we sang, we learned new things. You know, you get to try it out without any stress of having somebody next to you feeling like you're a total beginner at anything, and it was great. But you do have to sign up early if you want to get the classes you want.
Yeah, that would is for sure. Thanks again, Joe, for calling. And again, Bo is becoming an outdoors woman. We talked about it a little earlier, but we should mention that again. That's what the acronym is for. Bo becoming an outdoors woman. Very popular.
I was surprised at the number of mothers and daughters who make this a little almost rite of passage.
Not a great idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Glenn in Fox Lake, your turn. Hi, Glenn.
Oh, good morning.
Morning.
Hello.
I'm in the middle of Lake Winnebago looking down a hole for sturgeon.
Oh!
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, man. Now, a lot of people are wondering now, how do you do this? And it's a pretty interesting thing. You've got your hole you do with a chainsaw, right?
Right, yep. I've got some friends that have a chainsaw with a 4-foot bar on it.
Uh-huh. They
cut a hole to the size of whatever your hole is in your shack. This is a pretty big one. I'm in a friend's, we call it a double holer because there's one on each end, and the hole is about 3 foot by 6 foot.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And, yeah, as far as the winter, we just, we love thick ice. We actually, it was like 15 below zero this morning coming out here, but it could start to warm up a little bit now.
Yeah, and I'll
seasonal,
bet you...
Season will be open over probably Saturday.
Yeah, things have been pretty successful so far, and I bet you're sitting there in your shirt sleeves?
Well, I don't have my jacket on, and huh? I do have my little two-burner stove on. It's probably 70 in here.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. On public television, there was a documentary called The Frozen Chosen a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yes. So, in fact, we interviewed some people about it.
Yeah, so I'm fortunate to spear with one of those families. So they it makes it a lot easier. To have somebody bring you out to a spot and cut a hole for you, and you know you're in pretty good water.
Yeah, well, good luck.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine, we were up on Poygan. He speared an 89-pounder on Sunday morning.
Oh, wow. Man.
We've got about 7 fish in our group so far this year.
Wow. And what do you do with your fish? You smoke them?
Deep fry them.
Yeah.
That's... Actually, and then my wife actually the smoked salmon. She shreds it up and makes a chip dip out of it. Mayonnaise, carrots, or pickles, onions, mayonnaise.
Do you sell the caviar?
Great. No, that is illegal.
Oh, it is. I didn't know that.
No, that is illegal.
Years passed, didn't they sell it?
Yeah. Well, I don't think it was sold on like a black market. But,
oh, it was okay.
The fish that my friend had was a black egg fish, but it was so cold that when we got it to call somebody, you can give it away, and then he'll give you some, but the eggs were frozen. They weren't any good. So
I did
get a jar from him from previous year just for offering it to him.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, good luck, Glenn.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, and keep listening. There's still the greatest story I've ever told. Yeah, it's probably apocryphal, but it's about a sturgeon guy fishing for sturgeon, and he's had his black lab with him.
Uh huh.
And the black lab is looking down the hole too.
Oh.
And the black lab jumps in the water.
Oh no.
And disappears.
Oh
and
no.
He's like, oh no. Well, then it isn't too long, and there's a scream and a crash, and he looks outside, and there's a tipped-over shanty.
Oh, boy. So good for the dog for finding another hole to climb out of, but what a scare.
That would be something. You're looking down a hole, and suddenly of something black and furry.
I know. Well, my dad was a big ice fisherman, and as a farmer, this was the time he had winter to fish, and he would participate in the sturgeon spearing season.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always amazed at how he could have this little stove. You know, as a little girl, I could never understand why it wouldn't fall through the ice. But it was like all toasty in his shanty. And,
oh, yeah.
And, and I went to school at UW Oshkosh and remember him taking me home across the lake one winter because the ice was thick enough for that. And yeah.
Mike in Madison, you're up next. Thanks for calling, Mike. What's on your mind?
Bicycling. I'm an avid bicyclist. I do it mainly for around Madison here because they keep the paths plowed, and I'm also a school crossing guard, so I can go back and forth for doing that. I was wondering is there anything such a thing as a winter bicycling trip around Wisconsin? I'd like to put something on my blog. I do an environmental, allthingsenvironmental.com is my blog, and I'd like to put something on that.
You know, I don't know of any, but
yeah.
That's just me. Mary, you're...
Well, I don't know of any type of organized group trip like a grab bar or whatever during the summer, but I do know that the course used for the Berkey, the American Birkbinder cross-country ski race, becomes a fat tire bike course race.
Mm-hmm.
They have a fat tire event after the Berkey. I want to say it's early March, but it's not anything that's a tour around the state.
No, just a...
Yeah.
So it's... Maybe somebody, Mike, stay listening. Maybe somebody else can help out with this, but I honestly don't know of any. But, you know, maybe there's something out there. Wouldn't be the first time I was wrong, that's for sure. Cynthia in Stevens Point says, any suggestions for a one-night Saturday to Sunday trip not too far from Stevens Point, a place for the hubby and I to relax and find some quiet? We will be leaving the kids at home. So a Saturday night to Sunday trip?
Well, you know, I the first thing I'm thinking about is a place called Spider Lake Lodge.
Oh,
it's an old-time fishing camp near Hayward.
That's beautiful. I stayed there.
Yeah, I have too, and I think it's just so peaceful, but I want to make sure that it's open during winter because I did not go during winter.
No, we went in the summer.
I tried to find it during winter and actually got the car stuck on one. It was it's a public road during the other times of year, but just a snowmobile road during winter, and it was a real scary circumstance. We were on our way to Spider Lake Lodge just to check it out and needed to be towed out by tow truck. It was a Super Bowl Sunday. I'll never forget it.
Oh.
Anyway, yeah, Spider Lake Lodge. It's spiderlakelodge.com. I would recommend that.
I like that, too. I like that idea as well. There are probably some other ones. Maybe some folks up on that part of the country. As you're listening in now, if you're not too far from Stevens Point, and what would you suggest for a Saturday to Sunday? So a Saturday night, really. Arrive on Saturday, spend Saturday night, go back Sunday. For the hubby and Cynthia and her hubby, and the kids aren't going along. So something more adult, maybe romantic.
I'm also thinking about Justin Trails Resort near Sparta.
I'm sorry, you...
Justin Trails Resort near Sparta. It's a two-hour drive from Stevens Point, but it is a rural bed and breakfast with, in a nice wooded setting, but it's also a farm-like setting, cross-country ski trails. Very nice accommodations, very private.
Barry, and what was it again? Justin?
Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N, Trails.
Oh, Justin Trails.
Yeah, Justin Trails Resort.
Resort, okay. Very good. You, we did talk a little bit about food earlier and places to go, but maybe you can give us some more great getaway ideas for food lovers.
In Milwaukee, there is Milwaukee Food and City Tours that I think are quite interesting. These are bus tours, typically, and the topic can be bakeries or pizza or a specific neighborhood. They last a half day. Samples, of course, of whatever the food is that you'll be tasting. So I would put that right up at the top of the list. And then at the Milwaukee Public Market in the Third Ward, there are occasional cooking classes that last a couple of hours and are relatively inexpensive. This is on the upper level of the market. The vendors are on the ground level, and there's a nice big classroom above them.
That sounds like fun as well. Absolutely fun. And there are a lot of great restaurants in the Milwaukee area as well.
There sure are. And another thing that girlfriends and I did a couple of winters ago, we went to a place called Splash, a painting bar.
Oh, yeah.
And none of us, well, I shouldn't say none of us are artists, because one of my friends actually does a very good job and has sold her work professionally, but the rest of us haven't really taken an art class for decades, hadn't taken a class for decades, but we went to Splash, which is meant just for people like us. An instructor, a local artist, will walk you through the composition of a specific painting, and even though everybody's painting the same thing, of course, the results are quite diverse, and you're having a cocktail in the meantime,
yeah,
if you choose. So
nothing wrong with that.
Very laid back and fun. It's a good way to spend an evening. A lot of people on dates, too. Good date night type of destination.
You know, I always tell my students, and this is, in this time of year, I tell my students a great date is to, if you're in the Madison area, is to go to Olbrich Gardens and the dome that they have at the Olbrich Gardens.
Ah.
It's on two different levels. They charge all of $1. And you could spend a couple hours in there easy. Walking around and then go up Atwood Avenue and the Daisy Cafe or one of the nice restaurants along there that really are not expensive. You can have just a wonderful getaway. And believe me, you're in your shirt sleeve in that dome. It's just lush and beautiful, and they have birds in there and all kinds of things. And, of course, then that also reminds me of the domes in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, yes. Mm-hmm.
Another great place to spend a little time in winter.
Mm-hmm.
Meg in Montello has something for our caller, Cynthia, who was wanting something close to Stevens Point. Hi, Meg.
Hi. I live in Marquette County, and there's a place called McCann River Outfitters that's right on the border of Marquette and Green Lake. And they have a bed and breakfast. It's a log cabin. They have a restaurant on the grounds. And then they have snowshoeing and cross-country skiing that's available there. It's really beautiful.
Oh, McCann River Outfitters?
Yes.
And I've been there. It is really good. Excellent choice.
Oh, thank you so much, Meg.
Sure.
No, I appreciate it very much. McCann River Outfitters. That sounds like fun, too.
It's not that far from Ripon, Green Lake, that type of thing also. And it's good for a group. I could see a group of friends kind of taking that place over because you have the accommodations. There's a little restaurant with bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then this beautiful rural setting with all these cross-country ski trails.
Oh, man, that would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
All these places to go and so little time. Ann in Milwaukee, hi.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to say that I came back from a wonderful weekend in Marquette, Michigan. This last weekend when it was freezing cold, and we did bushwhacking on snowshoes up Hogback Mountain. We skied at the Forestville Cross Country Ski Trails with the help of some of the locals. It was wonderful. But the most interesting thing was the sled dog races that were leaving Friday night from downtown Marquette. There's a over 200-mile race that leaves at 7 o'clock with 12 dog teams. And then starting at 8:30 p.m., the midnight race leaves with 8 dog teams, and that was absolutely phenomenal to watch. And the website is up200.org. And there's also some great places to eat. There's a wonderful ice cream parlor and soda fountain in downtown Marquette called Donkers, D-O-N as in Nancy, C-K-E-R-S. And the only food truck in Marquette serves the most amazing tacos I've ever had in my life.
Oh.
We're eating them outside while snow was falling and watching the sled dog races. It was completely amazing.
Oh, man, that sounds like fun. So it's up200.org?
Yep.
up200.org, in other words.
I would highly recommend it for next year. It's always in the middle of February, and there's thousands of people. The main street is Washington Street. They cover it with snow, and they put barricades up, and thousands of people come out to cheer the start of the race. The long race takes, they don't come back till Sunday afternoon or evening. The short race comes back Saturday morning, so it's completely amazing.
Oh, thank you so much, Ann. Appreciate it.
Yep.
I like Marquette a lot, but I haven't been there in winter yet. I've had my eye on that UP 200 dog sledding race because I think it would be a lot of fun. Just getting a sense of the fun-loving nature of the people of Marquette. A lot of creativity going on there. It's becoming quite the craft beer destination.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
There's a good brewery.
A bunch of places from the little, one barrel breweries to places that are still craft breweries, but bigger. And, brew pubs, that type of thing, too. The Veerling, Ordock Brewing, Black Rocks Brewery.
Yeah, lots of them.
Yeah, and the other thing I think about with Marquette is a rural sculpture garden, not garden, park.
Park, yeah.
Outside of, a few miles outside of the city. Lackenland, it's been around for a while. Welded sculptures using cast-off materials. That, if I remember right, that dog sled race, as it was described to me, goes right through. And their seating, very casual, very welcoming, a very welcoming kind of rural destination.
Sounds wonderful. Donna Lotzer, my good friend, says that Spider Lake Lodge is open in winter, but sold out for the Berkey, of course. It would be definitely sold out for the Berkey.
Yeah.
Gail in Fish Creek, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is great topic. I've over like the last two decades or so actually coordinated trips with my friends, like two dozen people at a time, to go canoeing at the Kickapoo, camping in Wildcat Mountain, and then camping in the fall, which is wonderful, and then cross country ski weekends and long weekend trips where you actually stayed in little chuck wagons and they had burros to help you get your equipment to the campsites and just wonderful. But the one thing that I really loved myself was the horseback riding trips in the winter and through Kettle Moraine area. There's a wonderful stable there that a ranch that will take you out, and you can do weekend overnight trips or all day trips or a couple of hours be out riding on horseback. And there's nothing as fabulous as being out like that, you know, with a group of people. It's always great to go with a group.
It sounds wonderful. Do you have the name of that place, by the way?
The Swinging W.
Swinging W. And on that, we're going to have to swing out of here.
That sounds like a great place. I'd love to check it out myself.
The Swinging W. And Mary, of course, it's always great to have you with us. I'm going to invite people to go to your site, Roads, www.roadstraveled.com, correct?
Yes, Larry.
Thank you, Mary. Roadstraveled.com, Mary Bergen. She's always got some great stories up. And it's fun to talk about where to go here in Wisconsin. But, of course, there are other places you might want to go. Maybe you want to go get out of the state. Maybe you got spring break and Disney on your mind or some other kind of place. Rick Seedy, CEO of FairCompare.com, coming up next, our guest here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.